So tell me, are you trying to live to be the over under? Does it even matter who wins?
Singer-songwriter William Prince has had a busy year even with the pandemic. He's released not one, but two albums. This is from Reliever, which Prince released back in February.
Now you're a reliever.
And then just last week, there was Gospel First Nation. Here's the album's title song.
Up there on Gospel First Nation, the highway feels like salvation. In days of childhood, wondered how I would wind up where I am today. Just need to see it for yourself. Does something for your health if we left right now, I could show you. I swear Jesus just might live alone with all our sins in Fisher Bay, Manitoba.
Gospel First Nation explores the complicated relationship between Christianity and Indigenous people in Canada. William Prince joins me now. Welcome.
Oh, what a pleasure, Peter. Nice to speak with you.
Sure. And let's talk about that song. I looked up Fisher Bay, Manitoba, because I had never heard of it before. Population 45. Is that the same place you're singing about?
It is. I think it's technically a place if you look it up on Wikipedia. It's not even a town. It's a place. A very special place.
Yeah, tell me about it. What was it like to grow up there?
I grew up just south of Fisher Bay on the reserve. Peguis First Nation. To get to Fisher Bay, you drive through Peguis First Nation, then you drive through Fisher River Cree Nation, and it eventually leads you to the end of the highway, which is this beautiful kind of spot to sit and look out over the vast Lake Winnipeg, this beautiful body of water, and there's a tree line way in the distance, and it's just beautiful, serene sky and water.
Well, the title of your new album, Gospel First Nation, seems to refer to the two sides of your very interesting identity, one as a Native person and the other as a Christian. What does Gospel First Nation mean to you?
Gospel First Nation is a delicate blend of two very important realms in my life. I have heritage that links back to Chief Peguis, the founder of the Peguis First Nation Reserve in Manitoba. And my grandfathers, Albert Prince and Edward Prince Sr., the men my dad would have grown up around, they were the founding pastors of the Prince Memorial Chapel. That's a church that's been standing there since 1929 on the Peguis Reserve. And, you know, so just as much the grandson of a great chief as I am a great preacher. And there's a interesting conversation around Christianity and gospel music because these were the tools of the oppressor, so to say, to colonize and assimilate and ultimately extinguish First Nations Indian identity in Canada. So I try to extract the joy from it, and the album is around the nostalgia of playing songs, learning music through these old hymns and choruses with my dad playing for different communities.
Well, in fact, your dad wrote one of the songs on your album. This is called This One I Know.
As I walk through this world and its trials, I was weak from the sin and distress. There I was in total denial. As I searched for that heaven of rest.
You've already said this very well, that Native people have had a complicated relationship with Christianity in North America because, of course, it was used to assimilate Indigenous people into Western culture. So tell me more about that, William. How have you grappled with that conflict?
I was very much inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement, where so many people at the hands of a racist North American justice system are being mistreated generation after generation. And when declaring my solidarity with these folks as a First Nations person, because in Canada we're quick to say at least we're not as bad in terms of racial relations as the United States, when the truth is the nationalism of great Canadian pride, this gathering place of many cultures and accepting nature and politeness and hockey and, you know, great spirit. Just beneath the floorboards is the history and rightful entitlement to the land by the First Nations people, who are now mistreated and cast out so that there can be this development of pipelines and industry without consent, mm-hmm. without any respectful dialogue with them. And these are members of my family who are affected by the generational trauma inflicted by the church.
So when those members of your family and your neighbors and other members of First Nations in Canada, like, hear your music and they see how far it's getting you, like, how do they respond? Is there any resentment that you've embraced this side of your identity?
No, because this is a common tale. The truth is, there were a lot of First Nations people raised in the church who have similar memories of fellowship and community. And I've seen these songs lift spirits in the darkest, bleakest places. Some First Nations communities where suicide is an ongoing epidemic, the effects of, you know, sexual abuse, alcoholism, substance abuse inflicted by a government. And so it is a delicate thing to sing about. I understand that. And you can put some rationality to it as long as you want, but the truth is, it's just coming from a place of honesty where I shared these songs with my family, and I wanted to kind of capture this sound.
Yeah. Well, let's stay with that theme of alcoholism, substance abuse. Here's a song called Higher Power. It's written by Bob Norman, a First Nations man from the Meadow Lakes region of Saskatchewan.
Yes, there's a higher power, and now I know his name. When I called on Jesus into my life, he came. He took away my cravings, and he washed away my sins. He changed this alcoholic into a child of a king.
Every good country artist has a song about drinking. They don't often invoke God in the same song. And then gospel music doesn't often invoke drinking at all, which is what makes this song so interesting to me. Tell me about this issue, though, of alcoholism. Is this something that you've struggled with in your own life or that you've seen firsthand?
My dad was an alcoholic, and he thankfully got a hold of it as he met my mom and changed his life and was a speaker for AA for many years. Of course, AA has its connections to spirituality, so it's and it runs prevalent in the First Nations community. There's a lot of turmoil because of addiction to alcohol, and it's stemming far back. Alcohol was brought over by the colonizers, the settlers, and a dependency was formed on it. And today, you know, my spirituality, I wouldn't define myself as Christian anymore. I very much believe in the universe, and I'm a scientist as much as I am a believer. I can thank and declare, you know, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for opportunity, choice, privilege, safety. You can have this dialogue of gratitude that ultimately will attract better things in your life, I believe. I owe all of this. This very conversation we're having about another record is because of a continued campaign of giving thanks for where I get to be and how I get to live my life.
Well, in fact, this is the second record you've released in 2020. So let's take a moment just to talk about the first one. Here's a track from Reliever, which was released earlier this year. It's called The Spark.
When the ashes of lost love make it hard to breathe, my love, if we burn, would you burn right now? To me,
country music doesn't really have a reputation for being diverse. I just wonder if you've had any hurdles to clear as your career advances because of who you are.
I'm not obstructed by any hurdle. As a First Nations person, I'm used to having to work 25% harder for the equal amount of respect anyway. So I very much believe in, if you're good at something, you'll tell everybody, and if you're great, they'll let you know, you know. And so I've let the songs speak for themselves. That's all I've ever wanted, to be judged solely on my art and the merit of that art.
Well, plus your voice, that baritone, how could people do anything but embrace it? I mean, just tell me about your voice. Has it always felt so powerful to you as it sounds now?
Not at all. It was something I fought for a while. I had young person ambitions of being in a alt-rock band, and you had to be a bit of a wailer. I think of like the Miles Kennedys of the world and the great singers, you know, Robert Plant and such. And it's like, that's not who I am. That's not how I produce sound and use. Once you unlock the idea that your voice is an instrument, it blends itself to a whole new category of uniqueness. Think of the great voices, Tom Petty and, you know, Neil Young, and the great Bob Dylan. And these voices evolve and do wonderful things over time, and I hope that I can lend myself to that too.
William Prince, the new album is Gospel First Nation. Thank you so much. It was a joy to listen to it.
Thank you, Peter.